This is Voices of Our World. Sitting in for Eileen Bott, I'm your host, Howard Schwartz. Since he founded SOA Watch, Father Roy Bourgeois has brought the world's attention to the existence of the School of the Americas and its controversial history. SOA Watch began modestly when it started out in an apartment across from Fort Benning in 1990. As the grassroots organization grew in numbers and influence, SOA Watch became increasingly vocal in its desire to close the School of the Americas. Over the years that SOA Watch closely monitored the School of the Americas and its graduates, it became increasingly clear that the skills and training offered at the school were not those of peace and diplomacy, but of torture and terror. Father Roy Bourgeois of SOA Watch joins our Eleanor Ostrinsky to discuss how the School of the Americas has played a larger role in the shaping of South American politics by teaching its students how to kill, torture, and terrorize American style.
Last night I was staying with a friend, has never heard of the School of the Americas, says that there's no way that Americans would train foreign soldiers to torture, kill, and uphold U.S. foreign policy in Latin America. There's just no way, because she would know about it and everybody else would know about it. And so what is the United States trying to uphold, and why are they supporting this training?
Well, first of all, the first reaction of a lot of people is one of disbelief. I mean, we want so much. We want to believe in our country that, you know, what we do is moral, that the cause that we fight for is a noble cause. We want to believe that about our country and the decisions of our leaders. And what it's about, of course, is it's about trying to express, as U.S. citizens, as people of faith, people of goodwill, our love, our support, our solidarity with people in Latin America, especially countries like El Salvador and Guatemala, Bolivia, Colombia, and other countries, where soldiers from this school that we're trying to shut down, you know, when they return to their home countries, they have killed many of their people. They have committed crimes against humanity there. And the issue is really, as we see it, it's not very complicated. It's about men with guns who are trained in our country with our tax money, who return to their home countries and really provide the muscle for U.S. foreign policy. They protect the economic interests of the United States. And we just ask, how is this training going to improve the quality of life for their people? And we don't see it. We don't see it.
I spent some time with the media officer at WNSC, and he went quite at length and spoke about their peacekeeping courses and their human rights and democracy curriculum that has to be part of every course. What do you say to that?
Yeah, they're really stressing, especially the issue of democracy. And I look out my window here and I see not one, not two, but three fences. Three tall chain link fences topped with barbed wire, with these signs that say no trespassing. The question I and many of us have is, how do you teach democracy in this setting? Behind, it looks like a maximum security prison here. More basic. I and many in our movement are military veterans. I was in the military for 4 years, a Vietnam veteran, and at one time thought of making the military a career. I got turned around in Vietnam, as many did. The violence there, as many are changing their attitudes toward Iraq, soldiers and those at home. I had my conversion, in a sense, an awakening in Vietnam. Just the suffering there, losing friends, wounded there. I began to think more now about peacemaking I had lost my hope in Vietnam, as we're losing our hope in Iraq. War doesn't lead to hope, it leads to despair. And I wanted to recapture, of course, rediscover this hope that I once had in my life, this joy that was so much a part of my life. It just disintegrated. When I left Vietnam, I was just so happy to be back with my family in Louisiana, my little town there, and just grateful to be alive. And then entered Maryknoll, was late ordained, and went to work with the poor of Bolivia for 5 years, where I really got educated about our country's foreign policy in Bolivia, where I lived in this slum on the outskirts of La Paz for 5 years, where I saw firsthand the brutality of the military toward the poor. But what I learned in the military was this, that you don't learn democracy in the military. The military, the army, the armed forces, it's not a democratic institution. So the question that I, of course, and many veterans have is, how do you teach democracy in the army when it's not democratic? How do you teach democracy, and this is a big one, how do you teach democracy behind the barrel of a gun?
If you're just joining us, this is Voices of Our World, and we're talking with Father Roy Bourgeois, founder of SOA Watch. Due to pressure from SOA Watch, several countries such as Venezuela, Uruguay, and Argentina have stopped sending students to WINSEC, and more countries are set to follow. However, many Americans are hesitant to believe that their own government could be capable of teaching other countries how to torture and oppress their citizens. SOA Watch has been accused of blaming America instead of the foreign students who actually commit these crimes. So the question remains, what exactly is the U.S. government teaching these students, and why? We continue our discussion now with the founder of SOA Watch, Father Roy Bourgeois.
Fort Benning is known as one of the biggest infantry schools in the country, if not the biggest.
There's some history, of course, to this school. For many years, it operated as the School of the Americas. It had been in existence over 50 years before we found out about it. The way we learned of the school was after the massacre of 6 Catholic priests of the Jesuit order. They were killed in El Salvador along with a young mother, their co-worker, and her 15-year-old daughter. And when that massacre of the 6 Jesuits and these 2 women made the front pages of our newspapers, it really called attention to this little country and what was going on there. A congressional task force from Washington was sent to El Salvador to investigate the massacre. And they came back reporting that those responsible for the killing, they were trained in the United States at a big army base called Fort Benning at a school called the U.S. Army School of the Americas. Having been in Latin America and knowing again, you know, the brutality of the military toward the poor, I came here to investigate. And this is when I moved into this little apartment, started the School of the Americas Watch. When we learned just the next year through our research, and the United Nations, of course, was involved in what was going on in El Salvador along with Congress. But the United Nations Truth Commission report revealed that those who killed Archbishop Oscar Romero in El Salvador, those responsible were trained at the U.S. Army School of the Americas. Those who raped and killed the 4 U.S. churchwomen were graduates of the school. Now, when that happened to the churchwomen, that, of course, brought many of us closer to El Salvador. And as we, you know, after we came here and started to do that research, what we found was a school that was hiding behind this wall of secrecy for many years. As we began to get out the documentation, the reports about all of the suffering and death these soldiers were causing in their home countries when they went back. But something happened in 1996 at the school. They discovered these manuals. The Pentagon was forced to reveal that in the curriculum were these manuals that advocated torture. This became known, of course, as the torture manuals. This made the front page of the Washington Post, September the 21st, 1996, and that got the school in big trouble.
But the people at WNSEC deny that they have any involvement in torture, that they do not teach torture in their curriculum. They say that, you know, it may have been in the past, but that's just not what they do now.
Many have died of torture in Latin America. That's not a secret. It's common knowledge. People, church people, I'm convinced, people of faith, even the so-called conservative traditional Catholics or traditional person of faith, people of any political party, whether they're liberal or conservative, when they get the right information about people who are being made to suffer, who are being killed, who are powerless, who are being taken advantage of, especially when it comes to men with guns, they will respond. This compassion will surface. And actually, what I've come to is that our greatest enemy in the United States is ignorance. It's not out there. It's within our country. It's within our borders. There's so much that we don't know about U.S. foreign policy, about other countries and their cultures. And that ignorance, of course, gets us in big trouble. We could look at the training here, the soldiers, and what countries they came from, and we could learn a lot about their countries and, of course, why we were there. And so now I've seen this so often. People, when they learn about this school and what it's doing to the people of Latin America, they want to do something about it. They basically are saying, not in my name, no. And so what this is about, over 15,000 who will gather here from all over the country, it's people from all walks of life who are saying, no, I don't want this to continue. I want to use my voice for people whose voices have been taken away. I want to use my voice for peace, not for war.
Tell us what you think. Does U.S. foreign policy reflect American values? Email us at radio@maryknoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us. Or you can call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. Lee Riles and Father Roy Bourgeois are just two of the voices of our world. I'm your host for this week's show, Howard Schwartz. This show was produced by Michael R. Jones. Our website is www.voicesofourworld.org, where you can listen, learn more about today's guests and topics, answer our weekly question, or subscribe to our podcast. Please go to www.voicesofourworld.org. To learn more about Mary Knoll or try Mary Knoll magazine in English or Spanish, call 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.